Well, happy Thursday, and thank you for joining us on 97.1 FM for Live Thursday Radio. I'm your host, David Keyes, and as I walked into the studio today, it was raining, Tag, so here we go. It's that funny time of year where, you know, you think it's going to be, in fact, what happens is I'll bring a sweatshirt or a coat or a heavy jacket to work in the morning, and then by, you know, 5 o'clock or so, it's warm, so what do? I leave it behind, so by the end of the week, I have a whole pile of coats and jackets and shirts that I need to haul out of there and start over again. And we're definitely in that mode. And, you know, we survived, lost in the 50s, and that was actually pretty good weather for most of it. And that was just, again, that time of year. Somebody, I think it might have been Carolyn Gleason, told me that out of the last 20 years in a row of lost in the 50s, 17 of them had some measurable precipitation on one or two days of that weekend. So it's, you can almost always count on it. But what a great turnout. We had a little party at Northwest Auto Body on Friday. And then we had found out that Gripshin Tires, they weren't doing their tacos this time. So all of a sudden we had more people at our party. And we ended up with more than 200 folks there. And it was fun. It was a good way to kick off a fun weekend. A lot of people don't know that last Saturday was Armed Forces Day. And that's not one that's really talked about too often. I think most people see this weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend, as kind of that kickoff. You know, we're getting close to graduation stuff. We're getting all that going on. We start thinking about summer. And it's always the coldest camping day. If you know, if you want to sneak out and go do something, it always seems like it's this weekend. And for some reason, again, Mother Nature says, you know, I'll remind you who's boss. And I'll make sure it's cold and a little windy and rainy. And it's a hardy time to get out and go do things. So I'm thinking we're going to stay home and do honeydews this weekend for sure. And then also, you know, you start thinking about, again, Armed Forces Day, and you think about Memorial Day, and you think about Veterans Day too, and that's on November 11th. You think about all those holidays and trying to remember people who have helped serve. And it's funny, people sometimes confuse Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Tag, do you know the difference?
Memorial Day... Hold on. Do I?
Do you?
Veterans Day for people who serve, Memorial Day for the people that are serving? Or am I wrong?
Is that your best guess?
Is it reversed?
I don't know. What do you tell me?
It's reversed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer. No good?
Well, very good. So Memorial Day, you know, I always think of it this way. Memories. Memorial.
Right.
Remembering people who have given and served. And then Veterans Day are reminding yourselves of the people who are still serving or still alive and who have served that way.
Okay.
And one thing all three of those days have in common is that as a Rotarian, we get out and put up flags all over town.
Yeah.
And that's been really cool. Lions Club used to do that. In fact, they started it way back in the day when the United States went from 48 stars to 50. So that's a while
there you go.
Before your time, buddy.
Before
my time,
huh?
Too. But
yeah.
It's been a while for sure. And so then what happened, the Lions Club here said, you know what we should do? We should do a program where local businesses can have a flag up in front of their business, you know, during those flag holidays. And there's like six of them that we do that type of thing. And it's been really interesting how that's all worked out. And they did it for years. And so about, 4 years ago now, probably or so, I started making friends with the Lions Club people. I used to be a Lion, in fact, in Bonner's Ferry back in the day. And so I noticed that Janice and a couple of the Lions Club folks were kind of coming to a few of our meetings and getting to know them better. We knew them fairly well. And I got a phone call one night, and they mentioned to me, they said, we've got a deal for you. I said, well, what's the deal? I said, they want Rotary to take over the flag program. And me being the shrewd business person I am, not knowing anything about it, I said, sure, we'll take it. No problem. I had no idea how it works. I had no idea if there's money involved. I didn't know what the expenses were or the time commitment and all that. So I said, yes. And so then Bev Key and a few folks from Rotary got together, and we kind of hashed out the details. And now we've been doing it again for about 4 years. And it's pretty cool. It's just fun to get up early in those mornings, put those flags out, then pick them up before sunset. We follow the etiquette rules of all that because we want to be respectful. And I want to thank Lions Club for offering that up. And it's really a cool commitment for Rotary. And I've noticed that some of the Rotarians who help bring their grandkids along, or they bring their kids along, or they bring guests. And it's just a heck of a good way to remind people why the flag is up. In fact, mission accomplished when I've had people stop when I'm putting the flags up They say, so why is the flag up today? We said, well, 9/11 or you know, Memorial Day or Veterans Day or you know, you name it, right? And I kind of thought to myself, that's why we do it. That's pretty cool stuff. That's what we want to do, and that's why we're going to keep doing it too. So maybe, again, you'll see the flags pop up this Monday, and it's a good time to just remember that we're recognizing some important things that have happened in our country, and that's why we keep the flags going. And it's not a political thing, and there's not one political party that owns a flag or anything like that. This is all about America, and that transcends partisan politics and all that kind of good stuff. So with all of that, we have a great show today. We have Mel Dick and Company from Chafe Bike Ride. That's coming right up really, really soon. And then kind of a breaking news story. There's a proposal out there to have an aquatic center in Pend'Oreille and probably more than likely Field of Dreams. But the two organizers of that are here today to talk about that and the move to raise money, of course, to make that happen. So I think we'll take a break now. And then when we come back, we'll have Mel Dick and the folks from Chafe. We'll be right back.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Hey, come on, let's go outside. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, inviting you all to a great new way to indulge yourself at home. Sandpoint Furniture has brought in a new higher-end outdoor line of furniture called Bitterroot Outdoor, made by the Amish in St. Ignatius, Montana, and they're always known for their craftsmanship. Each piece of Bitterroot Outdoors is thoughtfully designed and built with a poly-tough material with a 20-year warranty that will stand up to all of our weather elements, rain, snow, and bright sunny days, without the hassle of covering or maintenance. With several collections and color combinations to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect complement to your outdoor space. So the people at Sandpoint Furniture and the folks at Bitterroot Outdoor encourage you to get out with friends and family and enjoy dinner on the patio, drinks around the fire pit, or just relaxing on your deck year-round in comfort and in style. That's Sandpoint Furniture across from the Bonner Mall in Pend'Oreille, still making your house a home for almost 80 years.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-694-1010. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-694-1010.
Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio hour. I am your host, David Keyes. Hopefully you're staying dry. It's starting to rain outside a little bit while this is going on. I'm lucky enough to have part of the brain trust for the Chafe 150 Grand Fondo across the table for me today. It's getting closer, the 17th annual. My goodness, who'd have thought that? But it's on June 14th, and Mel Dick is here. He's one of the organizers. Brad Williams is here as one of the organizers. And new to the scene, fairly new to the scene, is Cass Larson, who is a big part of the future of Chafe as well. So, well, welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, I think most people know what CHAEF is by now. But maybe, Mel, if you don't mind, could you spend a minute or so talking about the recipient, where the money goes, and tell us a little bit about CHAEF?
Yeah. First of all, it's the CHAEF 150 ride is put on and organized by the Sandpoint Rotary Club. And we've been doing it now for roughly 14 years, I believe. And, you know, it's just such a great community-wide collaborative effort. Brad was the brainchild behind this ride from the very beginning. And it supports the Every Student Graduates a Reader of the Lake Pendere School District. And we have always supported education from day one of the ride. And as a result, you know, we've got a new cause this year, but it's still going into the school district.
Yeah.
And I feel really proud, along with everybody involved with the ride, of when we look at our school district, and we always have been supporting reading, or a lot of its reading programs that they have there. You know, we have some of the highest, if not the highest in the state, and we far, far exceed any national averages on the reading ability. So it's really a community contribution. It
truly is. And the money all stays locally too. I mean, that's a big part of it, isn't it?
That's right. And I don't know, Brad, if you got anything to share on?
Again, one of the founders. I mean, could you have imagined where this thing has, well, that it survived this long, for one thing, and by all measures thrived. I mean, you talk about COVID, you talk about challenges with weather, perhaps like last year, but it seemed like for some reason, and again, it's inertia, right, that keeps it going. So tell us a little bit about how you started it and where you've seen it grow and where we are today.
Well, I have ridden a bike a lot since I was a little kid, and so I really enjoyed riding road bikes. I started riding these, you know, somewhat competitive Grand Fondo type rides 30 years ago, and just was looking at rides around the nation and just started modeling or trying to find a route around here that made sense. The ride started initially with Panhandle Alliance for Education, and we were supporting the Ready for Kindergarten program. And it just started to work out great. Rotary's taken it on, and we've had just a marvelous community of volunteers that have worked on this thing for a long period of time. And, you know, it's evolved into something that's very professionally put on. And we've just got a cadre of really smart people that pay a lot of attention to this ride year-round.
Right, right. You've done a great job of passing off part of the baton to somebody who's related to you a little bit. And who knew what Mariah was getting into a few years ago, but she's definitely making things happen, isn't she?
Yeah, my oldest daughter Mariah is 33 now, I think. She's ridden the ride numerous times and has been working on it since she was an early teenager, I guess. So anyway, she's a CPA in our firm now and does a great job there and is working on the ride. So.
Well, and it takes all of that plus, doesn't it? It really does. I guess most people wouldn't even think about how much money this has raised. And I don't know if that was really the key when you started it. You had a passion for writing, for sure. But was the money the reason?
Yeah, the money has always been really the goal here was to develop a ride that could support a great cause. And that cause is, again, as Mel said, has been early childhood education since day one.
Right.
A lot of the things that we modeled this ride on, it come from a ride in Montana called Rat Pod, and that one raises money for early childhood cancer.
Yeah, and the cause is important, and Mel knows this better than anybody, that I guess the test I saw was the COVID year when we didn't have a CHAEF ride. And Mel, maybe tell us about that year a little bit. How did it go with sponsorships the year you didn't have a ride?
Yeah, it was incredible, and just before I might mention that, the ride has raised over $1 million that has gone into our local school district and other education causes. So it's been incredible to raise that kind of money. Bike rides don't raise that kind of money.
They don't.
Smaller bike rides like ours, which is 500 or less person.
Yeah. But it isn't the ride and the entry fee that makes all the money, is it?
It's the sponsors. Our community, we have over 120 sponsors. And the vast, almost all of them, with the exception of a few from Coeur d'Alene, are from our local community. The year we had COVID, we had started the ride. We work on it year-round. We had raised a significant amount of our sponsorships when COVID hit, and we had to cancel the ride. We contacted all our sponsors, offered to give them their money back, and with the exception of one or two, virtually every one of them let us keep the ride, and we were able to make a significant donation to the school district, even though we did not have a ride that year.
So imagine that. The cause is still there. The volunteers are all ready to go. You pulled the plug early on that, so people didn't expect to have a ride, you know, that same weekend. And then all except for a handful, put two, I think it was, really, sponsors still paid for it. To me, and I've shared that story with other groups and out of the area too, and to me, that's kind of the litmus test. I mean, the trust that they have. Again, $1 million coming back to our local, well, first of all, the local club, but education in our district. My goodness, that's really good.
Well, I think it speaks to Rotary. Yeah. Rotary took the ride over because we have a big membership base, and it takes 150 plus people to pull this ride off during the event. And I think it speaks to people trust Rotary. They know that what we do and that we're not raising a bunch of money to pay ourselves or any administrative costs or any of that, hardly at all.
Right.
So I think that's what it speaks to. You know, Cass got involved this year for the first time, and he's seen how the community gets behind this because of what happens with the rest stops.
Absolutely, and he comes in here with a hot rod motorcycle to Cass Larson. Welcome, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Maybe tell us a little bit of what brought you into being a volunteer and trying to help out with CHAFE.
Well, my wife, Catherine Larson, is a member of Rotary. So she, you know how that goes. I got drug in, kicking and screaming.
Part of the plan, mister, part of the plan.
And I rode, last year, I rode motorcycle sport on one of the routes, the mountain route way up the gravel route. Yeah. And it was fun. And everybody had a great time. The rest stops that I had exposure to were well-manned and very beneficial to the riders. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I'll step up a little more and take that on as a responsibility, and it's been very rewarding. You know, the rest stops are spread out all over. The course goes from here to Bonner's Ferry, down the Montana side, up back to Clark Fork, and so we've got 8 rest stops that are all manned by very dedicated volunteers, and all the supplies are provided by Rotary, and it just, everything works really well, and it's the people that do it. It's the dedication of all the people that make it go.
Well, Cass, thanks for people like you. And I think I probably just cut off Mel, but I think he would share that one of the claim to fame for this ride is the best supported charity ride around. I mean, you know, we do the surveys every year. We see them come back. And I think without missing a beat that way, right? I mean, it seems like people are always so thrilled about that, especially when they compare it to other rides. Mel, would you like to speak to that?
Well, Cass, just to add to what Cass said, he mentioned 7 or 8 rest stops. Only one of those rest stops is manned by Rotary volunteers. The rest are by organizations, other nonprofit organizations around the community, including the school district and things like that. So, again, community kind of wide effort.
Yeah, well, and that's important. That's what keeps it rolling, too. And you have new volunteers like Cass, and you've had a bunch of old-timers who have volunteered and keep volunteering. I guess this is audio, not video, but they're pointing at each other, Mel and Brad are, so we know who the old guard is for sure. What I want to do now, though, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about CHAFE and just maybe more in-depth on the routes and the gravel route, adding that, 2 years ago or so, and just maybe letting people know they can still register, probably, and they can still donate money if they want to, or their time, right? So, good. Well, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about all things CHAFE.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Taylor & Sons' deep roster of technicians allows for same week or sometimes same day appointments. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we're the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competence, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. Tires are always on sale at Taylor & Sons. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
It's time for the North 40 Memorial Day Bag Sale. Head down to your nearest location Monday, May 26th to fill the bag and save 15% on almost everything. Fill the bag with your favorite products and save. The sale even includes ammo plus an additional 15% off clearance guns. Mark your calendars. You don't want to miss this sale. Monday only from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Head to North 40 Outfitters to fill the bag and save. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
This is Chad Young with the Easy Home Buyer. You know, selling a home is never just about the house. It's about the situation you're in. Maybe you're going through a tough transition, family stuff, job change, or just feeling overwhelmed by repairs that never seem to end. That's why I do what I do. I help people move forward. We buy houses as is with no fees, no commissions, and no headaches. Just a fair cash offer and a closing that works for you. You don't have to clean, fix anything, or even clear out the junk. We handle it all. So whatever's on your plate, let me take this one off of it. Call me at 208-717-2000. The easiest part of your week? Making this phone call and finally getting your house sold. No endless showings, no expensive fixes, and no waiting around. I'm here to help, not hassle. That's 208-717-2000.
Pick up the phone to inquire.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh, no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's Live Radio Hour. I'm here with the folks from Chafe 150, exciting thing coming up, not too far away. It's June 14th. If you're hearing this live, which I assume you probably are at this point, that's 97.1. But this is also rebroadcast Saturday, so you could hear it Saturday. And also 24/7 as a podcast on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So again, you could relive this moment, which I'm sure all three of you guys will want to do that. That'll be great for sure. So correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't this ride start out as really kind of a not an Ironman thing, because that's a different term, but a 150-mile bike ride? Brad, is that how it started?
Yes, that is exactly how it started. You know, I was looking around for routes in this region. I also grew up in Libby, Montana, and we have a cabin at Bull Lake on Long Highway 56. So I just thought that big loop, you know, Sandpoint to Bonners to Troy, back to Sandpoint would just be an ideal route, and that's how it started. And, you know, over the years, it's evolved. You know, bike riding changes. What's popular changes, you know, in the fastest growing segment of that bicycling community is gravel riding.
Right.
And so
right.
We instituted a gravel ride 3 years ago, and it's proved very popular. And you know, the ride will just keep evolving. We'll just keep monitoring things, and we just try to increase ridership by having rides that make sense to our community.
You bet. And I think one thing that people may get wrong is they might think it's fairly dangerous, you know, being on the roads and all that kind of stuff, but it really isn't. I mean, there's always inherent problems. But what I see with Chafe anyway, are all the support vehicles, all the signs that go up the day before, all the road things and flaggers and everything else going on to make it as possibly as safe as humanly possible anyway.
Yeah. You know, safety, of course, has to be our number one concern. You know, bicycle riding is inherently dangerous, but we do everything we can to make it safe. We revise routes periodically. You know, just as an example, 4 years ago, we took the riders off of a dangerous section of Highway 200 between, say, Heron, Montana, and Clark Fork. And now we reroute that on the south side of the river on some very pleasant, nicely tarmaced roads.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, I've ridden on that too. And it pulls you, you get all the beauty, but no traffic at all.
Not much traffic. But you're absolutely right. Safety is our number one concern.
In fact, last night we were at a Chafe event, and you were sharing with me, and I think Mel was too, a little bit about a safety meeting that lasted how long?
Oh, about 3 hours.
Yeah. So three of us were there.
All good. Yeah, but again, that's one of those things that you don't want to think about, but you have to plan for. And last year was a little bit of a challenge, and I think the Chafe folks did really well making the best of what could have been a bad situation and
kept
on going.
Yes, yes. We had some very adverse weather conditions, you know, particularly on our gravel routes. Our gravel routes get close to 6,000 feet. And last year the temperatures were below 40 with some snow.
And those gravel people are kind of a different type of breed anyway. They kind of like most of that.
They came in a little chilly. I was there.
So that's one end of the spectrum. And there's another end of the spectrum, too, and it's called the Family Fun Ride. And, Mel, I think you know a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Family Fun Ride, we started that several years ago. And it's really to get people at a young age introduced to bike riding and bike riding events such as Chafe. So we partner with the Lighthouse YMCA on that and the City of Ponderay. It's kids under 12 are free. Mm-hmm. They need to be accompanied by a chaperone, 18 plus, and it's $20 to register. So it's really a neat thing. After the Family Fun Ride, it's 2 miles up and then back on the Sand Creek path.
Yeah, very little interface with traffic at all.
The Lighthouse YMCA puts on a big kind of party for the kids in terms of, you know, face painting and all kinds of stuff like that. Okay. So it's a fun event. Unfortunately, last year, because of the weather, we chose to cancel that ride. And we hope that we'll have them back this year. It's great to see these kids. They get a safety presentation on how to ride, things like that, before they get out and ride. So we're excited about it.
Yeah. Well, they signed me up to be the safety officer in this thing, so I'll be giving them a talk. So.
Great.
I know. I'm excited about that. What could go wrong? One cool thing, and again, parents, if you're looking for an excuse to bring your kids down there, one, it's a family fun ride, so it is. There's some surprises along the way. Cool T-shirts, and of course, we didn't break into the T-shirts last year, so there's a bunch of really fun Chafe family fun ride shirts ready to go for the kids, and there's also a little bit of a swag bag too. And again, it's just getting kids used to being in maybe a group of people with bikes and learning safety, spacing, you know, how to indicate where you're going to turn, how you're going to stop, all that kind of stuff. And that bodes well for the next generation of the Chafe riders, too. I mean, you never know when that love kicks in for somebody, for sure, which is a good, again, this is the place to start all of that. But we couldn't do that without our sponsors, Mel.
Well,
we have a few that you might want to mention?
Well, I do. I'd like to give a shout out to Lighthouse Foods, Like Media, and Timberline Helicopters. They have been major supporters over the years. And then we have some other major sponsors. KPND is a big sponsor. Bonner County Daily Bee, Kachava, the 219 Lounge, Williams & Schiller, Brad's Firm, Thomas & Sotheby's, Reed & Peg Tunningham, who's our current Rotary President.
Absolutely.
And the Heimowitz Family Foundation. Yeah. And then there's a host of others, too many to name, but it's been amazing to see the reception from the sponsors.
And those names show up on the advertising and
they show up on the advertising, kind of all of our promotional material, you know, sponsors that are silver and above show up on.
Well, and you're the push for a lot of that. Again, are you selling the ride or are you selling the benefits of the where the money goes?
You know, I think it's it's a combination of both, but mostly where the money goes. You know, this is a community that supports education. Wasn't always that way when I first moved here 20 plus years ago.
Right.
But I think they, again, I think they trust Rotary, and they know it's going for a great cause. And I think that's really the selling point to the sponsors.
It sure seems like it. It really does. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take another break here. And when we come back, we may or may not be talking about a few more things with Chafe, because there's a whole, we could talk for hours on this thing too. But what I really want to talk about too is longevity, the passing of the baton. Again, the two of the founders basically are here. And, you know, what's the next generation looking like for Chafe? And maybe, you know, Brad, you talked about the gravel ride part being an adaptation. And maybe, you know, what's in the future of Chafe? So we'll ponder that and much more when we come back.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts, and their ASE and Master ASE certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, and Fridays until 6, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Attention North Idaho. Your favorite Highway 95 trading post is closing its doors. Mountain Traders is hosting a store-wide clearance and total liquidation sale. Antiques, taxidermy, clothes, books, log merchandise displays, shelves, concession equipment, commercial glass refrigerator, military tents, 85 Hummer, low miles, insulated tiny house, and so much more. Time is growing short, so stop into Mountain Traders today, located just 15 minutes north of Ponderay, 490-870 Highway 95, mountaintraders.net.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-291-0376. 800-291-0376. 800-291-0376.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio hour, and all Chafe all the time today, which is great. That's why we have three guests. It works out outstandingly for sure. You know, between the breaks, we were talking a little bit about the family fun ride. And, you know, it was Cass had a little history with that. That was kind of your first maybe exposure to that. Mm-hmm. So maybe tell us a little bit about your experience with the family fun ride.
That was 2 years ago. And we just said, we'll help. We raised our hands. We'll help. And our job, Catherine and I, our job was to stand at one of the intersections on the bike path and make sure all the kids went, you know, that way. And there, it was just such a crack up. All these kids are driving up on all manner of bicycles, and they're laughing and yelling, and they're driving all over the place, and everybody was having a great time.
Yep.
And that was kind of one of the moments I was like, okay, this is, you know, yet another, this is really fun. I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Get involved.
You know, and it suffers by comparison a little bit with the bigger CHAFE events, for sure. Because you think about it, families can go out for bike rides anytime. So the difference, I think, with this morning of doing that is you are with other kids. It's organized. You're talking a little bit about safety. You're talking a lot about having fun. And an adult is with you. Maybe your big brother is with you. Maybe your mom and dad are with you. But, again, instilling that lifetime of getting out and having fun outside to begin with, but also a family thing too. So, yeah, it's really been a good thing. So we're getting closer now. So what happens as we roll into the final couple weeks of CHAFE? You're still taking – people can still sign up.
Yeah, they can sign up all at www.chafe.org, and they can sign up right up to the minute before they get on their bike, quite frankly.
So chafe150.org, right?
Yep.
Yep, perfect.
So you can sign up on Saturday morning right before your start of your ride.
Right.
And so, and we have a lot of people that do that.
Sure.
So it's a great event.
Yeah, the closer you are to the standpoint that morning is the day you look up and think, okay, what's my little app say in the phone? And do I really want to go through, you know, a full day of riding a bike when I haven't trained for it or whatever? I mean, there's all sorts of different reasons. But we had people from all over the country and all over the world be in this ride before. You've had Olympic champions, but Paralympic champions.
Several years. About 40% of our riders are out of state. Or what I call out of the region, you know, out of the 200 to 300 mile radius of Sandpoint.
Right, right, right. And how does the word get out? How do people know about CHAFE 150 outside of Sandpoint area?
A variety. I mean, through radio advertising, through print and online advertising, through our social media channels. We have a great email list. We put up bike posters all the way down into Florida at bike shops. That's predominantly, and it's got to be word of mouth. Mm-hmm. A big thing is one rider telling another rider, hey, you got to do this. This is awesome.
Right.
And that's kind of the best way to really promote it.
Right, right. I was telling you this yesterday, but I'll be the district governor for Rotary coming up starting in July. So I have a classmate who is in the same seat I am, but in Montana. And Montana is one district. And she's coming over to do the ride because she had heard about it. Of course, I bragged about it at different meetings. And so she's coming from Kalispell over. And we tried to get a few more district governor types to pop over. But I think Lucy will be it. So we're looking forward to having her here. But it's also fun. I remember this, like these cycling teams that come in. One was from Seattle for a couple of years. They were really a lot of fun, first of all. And I remember a couple from Coeur d'Alene sometimes too, Brad, where they were training for something bigger. You know, this is kind of like a good training ride for them. Do you see much of that anymore, or is it mostly individual riders?
You know, I think it's mostly individual riders and families that come for the ride. But, yeah, we do get some larger groups that, you know, that group that you mentioned was this really interesting batch of Indonesians were professionals in Seattle, and they had this little cycling community, and they had matching kit, and they're just great people and really fun to be around.
Right. And you find most people involved with CHAFE are fun to be around. I mean, because they're looking for, most of them have trained up for that day, for one thing, but whether it's the volunteers or the riders, to me it seems like people are in a darn good mood because maybe the endorphins are going or something. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Well, after you've done a big ride like that, the endorphins do kick in and everything is great.
So is there something after the ride that maybe people who maybe haven't committed to doing the ride but might show up down at City Beach for? Is there something going on?
That's a good way to lead that in. Thank you so much, David. we have just a fantastic after-ride party at City Beach. You know, it's just a gorgeous location for something like this. You know, centrally located right there on the water. We have a delicious meal that this year is being catered by Ivano's Catering. We have a beer garden. You know, come down. Even if you're not a rider, come down. We have meal tickets available. You know, just come down and say hello and see what the ride's like.
Well, you know what's fun, too, is, and I've ridden the ride a few times. I haven't done the 150. I've done everything else. But when you get done with it, as you're coming, you know, under the bridge, coming into the finish line, to see people there with the cowbells going and the clapping and all that kind of stuff. And so we need people like that, too, right, to help maybe get them across the finish line.
Yeah, no, that's ideal. Yeah. We just love to see that community out there. And and if you can't participate, you know, come out and support the riders.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we also have a ride for everyone, right? I mean, that signature 150-mile ride, that isn't the sort of thing that everybody can do. But we have an 80-mile ride that encompasses the most scenic stretches of the 150. We've got 25 and 40-mile options out in the Selle Valley, you know, very limited traffic. Beautiful roads, just a great place to be. And then we've got these two new gravel routes that are stunningly gorgeous and a real challenge.
Yeah, yeah. I had kind of teased to the fact that everything evolves a little bit. So if you're going to look 5 years down the road for Chafe, what do you see for the rides and what do you see for the maybe where does it go from here?
Well, you know, what we've always tried to do is just to keep the ride relevant for our participants, right? And so, you know, some of us on the ride committee go out and we ride other rides. You know, we look at what's happening in this world and we just make sure that Chafe continues to evolve.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny, there's so many people, like Mel said earlier, involved with it. You can't really thank all of them individually, but you're so grateful. I mean, every volunteer is needed in a different role, for sure. And we talk about cast here. We talk about different people who step up at different times. Is that a challenge to find volunteers?
Well, you know, Mel can speak to that better than I probably. But, yeah, it is a challenge to find volunteers. But one thing I want to say about it is, you know, over the years of the ride, the core volunteers that sit on the Chafe Committee and meet monthly, year-round, we've had just this cadre of brilliant people, just really committed, mm-hmm. and many of them doing something that they're experts in from their day job, right? Mm-hmm. So just great people. And yeah. For us on the ride committee, that's the funnest thing, I think, is just working with yeah. bright people with a cause in mind.
Right.
You know?
Even last night at the get-together, there were people asking, how do I volunteer to help? And we were sending them right to the table there to get them on board. I mean, again, and if you want to, you know, people talk about plugging in and helping something bigger than yourself. Chafe checks that box off, doesn't it? I mean, you can do anything from helping in a rest area to volunteer coordinate, all sorts of stuff. And now a lot of those roles have been filled. The main roles have been filled for a while because mm-hmm. that's how it works. But there's always room for people to help.
Yeah, we need a lot of volunteers in a lot of different capacities. You know, some of them are long shifts and somewhat difficult. Many of them are shorter and pretty easy.
Right. So every Rotarian's heard this many times. If you're a non-Rotarian and you want to help out, what's the best way to get a hold of a person for that, Mel? Do you think it's...
The best way would probably to contact me personally, and I'm going to give out my cell phone on the line here, 208-610-5578, or just send me an email at melvindick@gmail.com. We manage the ride. It's in the details, right? And we manage the ride, and there's probably close to 400 very distinct tasks to pull this ride off. And it's not just the day of the ride. You know, it starts several days before and goes several days afterward to collect everything back up and the signs down and the merchandise and all that. And so it can be a challenge to find volunteers. We have a great volunteer base in Rotary. We have a great volunteer base on the rest stops from the other organizations. You know, it's amazing how many people that ride motorcycle to support this riot. Yeah. You know, like Cass started out last year. But we can always use volunteers, and quite frankly, if you just want to come down to the after-ride party area, come down at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
We're there
right.
on June 14th, and we'll put you to work.
Okay.
We have things you can do.
Well, there's an army of people who help load the bikes up on the lighthouse trailers to get over to Troy, you know, for the 80, and that's a fun little task.
It is.
And there's a, it's never overwhelming. It's a nice pace to it. But the real heroes are the ones who go to Troy and unload them there. That's a whole different story.
It's so come down early, 5 a.m. We'll put you to work on the 14th. Come down on registration day, the afternoon of June 13th, Friday, right down there at the tent area. And we'll find something for you to do or give you an assignment for the next day. And like I said, it goes on after the day of the event. So we've got things to do all the way up until probably the 18th or 19th of June.
So if people just show up and say, I want to help,
we'll find something for them to do. Or they'll experience what the ride's all about. And they're going to get fired up and they're going to want to do it again. And I can't tell you, when you look at our kids' performance in reading and literacy, because that's what we focus on, it's going to bring some tears to your eyes when you start thinking about how important that is. And just the other day, there was an announcement that Sandpoint Middle School participated in the Northern Idaho book reading kind of challenge. And the number one and number two teams were from Sandpoint Middle School.
Right. And you know darn well those kids were the recipients of the book trust the years we've done that.
Yes.
So they were, in that program too. And even when COVID struck, reading skills plummeted. I mean, nobody was reading and all that kind of stuff. But guess who stayed higher than most? In fact, all in the state of Idaho were kids in the Lake Pendere School District. And the theory was that there were books in the homes already. And so Big Brother was reading to Little Brother or Little Sister or whatever the dynamic might be in that house. And we know that there's homes that don't have books. We know that there's homes that don't have dads and moms that want to read to the kids because then maybe they struggle or something too. And so, you talk about something bigger than yourself. You talk about giving something back. And kind of like with Rotary, with these scholarships and different things, you never know how they're going to be applied. You never know if this kid is going to be whatever. But we're all hopeful for people. We want the best for people. And Chafe, in many different ways. In fact, you were telling me about that news story in the Bee about the middle school people. And I thought about that and I thought, those are kids we'll never know individually, but collectively by raising more than $1 million for the schools here and other programs that Rotary does, you've impacted those lives. And all we can see are the results maybe later on with the people who are engaged and want to read and be a part of the community. You can't go wrong that way too much. So if you thought about what we talked about, get a hold of Mel. I mean, we're looking forward to volunteers and donations too. I mean, there's a chance to win I think it's called a whiskey barrel. Is there something going on that way too?
Well, there's a whiskey barrel raffle going on right now to win some amazing amount of whiskey. And if you raise $5,000 for the cause, and we have had riders do that, you get a free bike. Either a road bike or a gravel bike. And there's various prizes all the way from pre-registrations for next year all the way up to getting a free bike.
Right. And is it true that anybody can go 25 miles with a bike? I mean, that's not a push, is it?
No, I don't think so. Most people can ride 25 miles on a bike,
and
most any kind of bike.
And what about those e-bikes? Do you accept those e-bikes in the ride?
We do. We welcome e-bikes on the ride. On some of the longer routes, they're a bit more problematic because certain types of them are kind of hard to work on. But, we love to have e-bikes. Please come out.
Are you seeing more e-bikes lately?
We've seen a few for the past 5 or 6 years, but it's increasing clearly.
On the shorter routes is where you're going to see some of it. The longer routes, the 80 and the 150, that those guys they're just riding.
Right, and if they would have to have another battery pack or something along the way too, for sure. So best supported ride around. We've heard that before. I know that it's been named one of the best charity rides in the country too. And I think we're spoiled. We live in the most beautiful place in the country, in my humble opinion. And the Bull Lake Road, I mean, coming down that. In fact, when I've done the ride, I just love that part of the ride. I really do. And then you're next to Lake Pendere, coming around the corner there. And it just feels good. I mean, we're very spoiled, aren't we, with the scenery in this ride.
Yep. Well, over the years, we've gotten awards for being scenic, and we've gotten awards for just our support. So,
Right. Well, chafe150.org is the way to go. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. Hopefully, again, if you have any questions, track down Mel Dick. He's all over town. And if you see Brad or Cass, find them too. But Mel's the guy you want to look for. So thanks for all your support. And we'll look forward to seeing you on June 14th on the Chafe Ride.